playing a little fool for the city this morning, VIPs.
Yeah, it feels appropriate.
Yeah. That's what I thought, too. Yeah. Huh? Little fool for the city this morning. So, VIP Wednesday. We got them all in studio this morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Morning. Good morning.
I didn't hold up my applause.
Yeah.
Okay, everybody got to say something. Yeah.
Yeah, we're here.
All right. VIPs in. It's the First Northern Bank and Carroll's Furniture.
Pro Football Welcome. I'm going to help you out.
Wait for someone to follow the lead there. I'm not going to do that anymore.
So. Hold that sign up too, please.
We're all like,
Follow me.
I got you, brother.
Okay, thanks, man. Appreciate it. Chuck, everybody else is like, what's the matter?
I was waiting. I was looking at
him. What's
like,
wrong with him? Is there something
wrong
with
him? Are you having a stroke, Bob? What's going on?
Rotation.
What's happening there? He just died right there. All right, so there we go. It's Pro Football Pick'em, and boy, one lucky winner overall. I was talking with the second place winner, or the second place person at the time yesterday, and Rhonda Weber.
Oh, yay. We love Rhonda.
And we do to you.
Yeah,
and awesome. Rhonda's like, hey, I'm in second.
Yeah.
She's listening right now.
That's awesome. I know. Hi, Rhonda.
Hey, Rhonda. So, yes, you are, and maybe you'll be first. Who knows?
Yeah, it's always been really fun the past few years that we've done that to have somebody come in and just, you know, it's a good time.
Last year, Debbie Isaacson.
Yes, I know. That was awesome.
I mean, you get to run throughout the store and pick up $1,200.
Do you give them a time limit? Like, ready? Go.
100%. It's like a shopping cart.
Like that shopping show.
That's 100% how we do things there.
If you're in the top five, I'd be going to Carroll's Furniture and like
scoping it out.
Do some
pre-shop. You have 12 minutes to spend
$1,200. That's right. 12 minutes, $1,200.
It's not hard.
I'm flying for the big couch, Chuck.
That's not how we do. You come in, we take care of you, we go through the whole thing, give you something that you really fall in love with.
Okay.
So I'm excited. It's always fun.
It is always fun. That's the big local grand prize, and it could be you or it could be someone else. It could be Rhonda. It could be anyone else. But this week's winner, the weekly winner, because we still have weekly winners, Kale Gilbertson.
Hey.
$100 gift card to Pit Crew to you, last week's Pro Football Pick'em sponsor. So Greg and the crew there, thank you very much. Pit Crew to you, Mobile Tire Service. They were our $100 sponsor. This week, it's another $100 gift card to the Wyarno Bar and Grill.
That's awesome. I need to make it out
now,
there.
Now, that's just the weekly winner, okay?
Technically for next week.
For next week.
Yeah.
That's a Pro Bowl flag.
We're picking that one, too. No, not really.
Careful, Chuck. You get us in trouble here. So, they still do flag football in the Pro Bowl.
Are you, honestly,
are
who
you
cares?
Kidding?
I don't know.
It's a bunch of, like, who knows? Silly games.
I still don't know why they do it before the Super Bowl. But
money.
It's a weird juxtaposition. Yeah.
That interlude was Chuck, by the way.
Yeah.
It is Chuck. Money.
Yeah.
So, congratulations, Kale. $100 gift card to Pit Crew to you is yours. And then this week, the Wyarno Bar and Grill. Let's look at the individual score for the week. But before we do that, let's recap a little bit. We got a little bit of time here. So, we're going to recap. Let's start with the Seattle-LA Rams game, and we'll just go around and get everybody's thoughts on that game.
Yeah, that was a much more fun game to watch than the first one. Yeah, that's for sure. There's there's back and forth, and I wasn't sure
Could
who's going to come
way.
Out. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Seattle looks good, though. They look really good.
They do.
Did Darnold blow his big game now? Is he done?
No, I think
he got over the demons is what I got.
Oh, that could be too.
I was a little disappointed. I thought he should be on the sideline rather than up in the booth.
Who are you talking
about? Nicks. We'll get to him in a minute.
Talking two games, brother.
I'm like, hey, follow me. You guys following me?
Weird, Bo Nicks was on the sideline at the Seattle game. That's odd.
Might as well.
rumors abound.
I'll put up my follow me sign. Yeah, we're still on Seattle and LA Rams, though.
Yeah.
James.
Yeah, I mean, that was the definitely the better game, for sure. I mean, it's hard not to want to pick Seattle now. They've looked like the best team. Sam Darnold, his kryptonite for the last 4 years has been Chris Shula and that Rams defense, and he finally was able to get over the hump, prove that he can do it. And it's crazy to think that that 2018 draft class that involved Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, a bunch of other quarterbacks, he's the first one to get to a Super Bowl.
I know.
Given he's been on five teams now.
Fifth team.
Yeah.
So, weird to think about.
Yeah. Sam Darnold.
It was a fun game to watch.
Good stuff. Now, how about that Denver-New England game?
What a mess. What a mess.
Can you see,
Bo should have been on the sideline. Come on, Bo.
It was too cold. Good thing. He would have probably slipped and broke another ankle.
Weather turned on a dime. Yeah.
Don't slip and fall on the way down.
No, that was an unfortunate game, I thought. I picked Denver, and I think if the weather was decent, I think they could have actually won. But I'm telling you right now, like, that was a messy game for both teams.
I'm going to say two things. Kick the field goal.
Oh, yeah, 3 points.
Just throw it away. Like, just throw it.
Yeah.
Who cares? Just throw that ball away.
I wonder if they regret wearing the oranges.
Yeah. Oh, given the 100%.
White, snow in the snow's hat during halftime. Yeah. The Patriots wearing white. That helped them, I would imagine, probably a little bit.
I think so. Like,
Yeah.
If we went into overtime at 10-10, I think we might still be watching that game.
Yeah, it might still keep going.
No field goals were made.
Yeah. Who would have scored? Yeah. You know? Right? It's just after a while they're going to get tired and somebody's going to fumble and somebody's going to pick it up and run it in.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The other thing that's haunting is I think a lot of people probably agree that if Bo Nix is playing in that game, they probably win.
You can tell the inexperience.
Yeah, 100%.
It's in a weather game.
Yeah, especially that does not help. Having to play in the snow, too. Yeah. I mean, it's
You're not
brutal.
Used to playing.
I didn't know you did a chest pass in basketball.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
That's a new one, Chuck.
Yeah.
I invented that.
Did you? Okay.
Yeah, I know. What's that?
Yeah.
I didn't know you had to do
it started out however you can. And then it just went really south.
It was a disaster.
I mean,
Yeah, that was painful to watch.
It was.
And it was all because he just did not have that experience in weather.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
And you have to have that 100%. Game time experience in weather. You can practice it in weather, but when you have to play in that weather.
And Vrabel, he just shows that he was that mindset of just like, we're going to go and not make any mistakes for the last, however long. You know, as soon as the snow started flying.
Yeah.
It was a well-coached game in the sense of being a horrible game to watch.
And
but
weather will always historically favor defense. So
100%.
It's just a bunch of things stacking on top of other things.
In defense of Sean Payton, I saw an interview yesterday with him, and he said, had I known the snow was going to come that quickly, I probably would
change.
He says, I just thought snow flurries all day, which is what they were predicting. But he said, if he had hindsight, if you're going, you know, this is going to be a blizzard in about 10 minutes.
I guarantee he had somebody in his ear telling him, hey, we're going to have bad weather in the second half. But maybe he didn't realize it was going to come that quickly.
But, you know, if you would have kicked the field goal.
You could do that with every single game that's ever played in football.
We'd still be watching the game.
Still be watching.
I know, right?
Andrew and I were
glad that they lost.
I want the job as the blowing of the outside the field when I'm in between. Running out there like I'm on the field, man.
Yeah, it is. Totally.
I will say it's probably better for the grander viewing audience that we're going to get this matchup in the Super Bowl because I don't know how good the Broncos with Stidham at quarterback would be against the Seahawks in the Super Bowl.
Seahawks look strong.
Yeah.
But I don't know. They showed the weather in New England.
Oh, it was terrible.
So if Buffalo would have won and had to play in New England, that was a disaster.
Yeah.
It was like they had like 17 inches of snow.
Josh Allen plays better in the
snow. Right. Yeah, that would have been. Talk about a fun game to watch. That would have been awesome.
Buffalo would have won that game. Would have won that game. I really firmly believe that.
Single-handed.
There's a lot
Josh Allen would have won that game.
They got to win the one before, though, first.
I love it. One time I saw an interview with him. They asked him about the weather, and he looked at the reporter, and he goes, dude, I played college football in Laramie. He goes, I love this. You know?
But he doesn't like the rain.
No, I don't think nobody wants to play in the rain.
Yeah. He does not like rain. I know that.
No, nobody that holds the ball wants to play in the rain.
No.
No. So that was a fun recap there of Denver and New England and Seattle and the Rams. And let's look at our weekly totals, shall we?
Yeah.
Weekly totals. Jamie and James.
Yeah.
I had to go for it, you know?
Yeah, 100%.
There's only, you know, two games, and you have to go for it, so you had no points.
Both worth eight apiece and a couple different bounces. I'm sitting at the top, but that's not how it goes, unfortunately.
Could have gone either way.
Yep.
Well, James, I'm sitting at the bottom.
I ended up
just going even further down. You know what? Whatever.
Now we get to pick the big game just for fun. You know?
Right.
There we go. Yeah. We don't have to play any games. Yeah. But, hey, here we go.
Don't have to
this is what I'm picking.
You know, worry and have a cold stomach. You know,
exactly.
It's all been fun, though.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Last place.
Of course.
Fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
That's the idea, right, Jamie?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. In second and third, with 8 points from the week, Magic Melanie.
1-1.
There good luck, Chuck.
Yeah.
Look at Chuck. He's like, I'm right there in the middle.
Right
there in the middle.
I agree with James. I was like, I was trying to kind of pick opposite of Andrew, but, you know, you can't win them all there. And I felt like I would have been totally justified, and I would have been like, man, fair weather fan right here for Andrew Boyne. But he made the right decision.
He did.
Plural.
That would have been best of both worlds for him, though. If
I know.
Broncos win, he's like, whatever.
That's what
Broncos
I said. The Bills-Broncos game somehow turned into a lose-lose. This one was a win.
Yeah, 100%.
Right.
I agree. Yeah. He was smart.
Well, you got 16 points, Andrew, so you picked correctly.
Before the Rams-Seahawks game, I thought about playing strategy and switching to the Rams, because that's what everybody else was on.
Yeah.
But I stuck with my gut and picked
the right pick.
And
good one.
Here we are.
I told you got to play who you think is going to win.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. So let's look at the overall score for our VIPs at 175. James, you can look up who our local leader is. Well,
yes.
I know we don't get a name on them, but we get there.
You'll have to give me a second.
Their avatar. Well, we'll talk about that because we're going to talk with Jamie first.
Not a lot to talk about.
With an overall score of 175.
I know. I just stay right there for like 2 weeks. I was disappointed in these last two games. But, you know, like I said, I've had fun. It's been fun.
That's right.
And it's been a really tough season. I think everybody can agree with that. It could go either way. So even this Super Bowl. I'm going right now. I'll wait to tell you who I'm picking.
Oh, till next week. Yeah, we gotta
wait till next week.
Yeah.
So, okay, 175 for Jamie, Magic Melanie, inches above there.
One little point.
She came in this morning first. Jamie, I have to tell you this. I'm gonna bust her because
she
came in the studio first this morning. She goes, "I'm not last."
I knew it. Yeah. I'm going to throw eggs at your
okay,
house.
So I'm a little competitive.
Oh, really?
No.
I could never tell over these last 6, 7, 8 years. You know?
Right? Yep. It's all good, Melanie. That's
she
all
did.
Good.
She came in because I'm not last. 176, Magic Melanie.
I know. I need a new coach.
Okay.
Right. I'm going to jump on that bandwagon year.
You might as well. Everybody else has got one. So.
Yeah,
I mean,
true.
The entire league practically flipped. Jeez. I don't think I've seen this many coaching changes in the NFL ever.
Not in a very long time, at the very least.
Wow. I mean, yeah, they all went, pretty much. 178, Chuck.
I am...
Right in the middle.
Right in the middle.
Yeah. I was waiting for it.
Yeah. No, yeah. It's been a fun season, and it's been tough. But you know what? I still feel like I got a chance. Haha. It's like Dumb and Dumber. 1 in a million.
So you're saying
yeah,
I got a chance.
Yep, exactly.
At not being last.
Yeah. Yeah.
182, James.
Yep, you know. I blew it, but here we are.
Yeah.
Again, very tortoise in the hair situation
yes.
for me.
That's all right.
It's crazy how it will flip, though.
Yeah, I know. The playoffs really do change everything.
They shift the last few weeks going into it. Kind of, you could feel that momentum shifting towards
Andrew.
Yeah.
203.
The playoffs just went my way this year. That's...
And we keep it in FNB.
Yeah. Did you have a perfect playoffs? You're pretty close.
I missed one game in the first round. That was it.
Nothing I can do about that. I mean, what do you want me to do?
I've got the spot in my office.
It just goes from one side of the bank to the other.
We'll have to catch that video of Magic Melanie
handing it off.
All right.
The handoff. Yeah.
Next week, VIPs.
The big game.
We'll pick the big game.
Yeah.
But we're going to wait. We're going to wait.
Suspense.
Till next week. VIPs.
Tune in.
We'll be back in studio next week. One more week of Pro Football Pick'em presented by Carroll's Furniture, First Northern Bank. Will the trophy stay at First Northern?
He can take a zero. It is, yes.
You're listening to KROE Sheridan. It's 8 o'clock.